Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Burt Show.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown, we talked about attachment style theory. And this is the thing that comes up, I feel like, every other week, because it is such an easy way to explain away somebody's behavior. And it's probably going to be one of the first things that a therapist brings up with you in your childhood history, if you're talking about why you do things in a relationship. And this week on my podcast, which is on Burt's Network, the Pioneer Network, the Breakup Breakdown, we talked about how some guy cheated on his girl, which is a tale as old as time, but it's because he had a certain attachment style. And your attachment style has everything to do with how you had a relationship with your caregiver. So if you had a caregiver that was really flighty, you may have an avoidant attachment style. If you had a caregiver that was really good and did everything right and were a gentle parent, then you may have a secure attachment style and you're perfect and you don't need to change anything about your life. But there are
The psychology is psychology-ing.
So I thought it would be really fun to get super therapized today. And while I can't tell you what happened in your childhood to make you the way that you are.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah. You know us pretty well.
Right now, I can possibly help you work backwards by figuring out what your attachment style is with a Tiger Beat style quiz. I'm calling What Happened in Your Childhood That F'd You Up Today?
Oh, I could do this for 4 hours.
Today, we are playing for the coveted secure attachment style, meaning you have no problems with relationships whatsoever. But you probably most likely either have an anxious attachment style, an avoidant attachment style, or a fearful avoidant attachment style. Combo Ooh. Meal, which is...
which would Can be, I supersize it, please?
Yes, I would like to add some fries to that. So fearful avoidant is also called disorganized attachment style, which is a mix of anxious and avoidant traits. Basically, like you crave love, but you also fear rejection. If you have an avoidant attachment style, you really value independence. You may struggle with emotional closeness. And if you have an attachment style that's more anxious, you may be a stage 5 clinger. So here are the questions that we're going to start with. I have 5 questions that are going to determine what is wrong with you.
Well, just after hearing your descriptions, I know which one I think I am. So it's going to be interesting to hear which one the quiz thinks I am.
Based on what you just said, I've got at least 2 of them.
I have all of them.
Oh, you got like a poo-poo platter.
Yeah.
I have a charcuterie board of attachment style issues. So question number 1. Okay. Put yourself in this position. Mm-hmm. Your partner hasn't replied to your text for hours. What is going through your head? Is it option A? They're probably just busy. No big deal. Is it option B? Are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Is it option C? Whatever. I need my space too. Or is it option D? I want to text them again, but I feel like I shouldn't.
I'm my gut says A.
A as well.
You guys are liars.
Seriously, yeah.
Well, picture yourself not in the relationships that you're in. Actually, picture yourself in the relationship that you got in before your current partners. Because okay.
That's completely different.
I do feel like that influences, because I feel like you're going to have a more secure attachment style when you're in a secure relationship. And you guys are in love, which is really annoying. So don't think about texting your partner now. Think about texting your partner from 10 years ago.
Okay, so I kind of checked out after I knew I was going to be A there. So what were the options again?
All right, so again, this is like the first year I dated Bart.
Yes.
Okay. Going back 20 years.
I'm going to have to shorten this quiz for y'all.
No, we got it.
Okay. A, they probably are just busy. No big deal. B, are they mad at me? Did I do something wrong? C, whatever. I need my space too. D, I want to text them again, but I also feel like I shouldn't.
B.
B.
B. Okay. We got two B's. Question two, how do you feel about expressing your needs in a relationship? A, I'm comfortable sharing and expect my partner to do the same. B, I worry that I'll sound needy, but I'll still do it. C, I don't like to rely on others too much. Or D, I want to express my needs, but I fear rejection.
Now A, then C.
D.
Okay, so we have two B's, a C, and a D. Question three, your partner wants to have a serious talk about the future. How do you feel? A, that sounds great. I like open discussions. B, what if they don't want the same things as me? C, do we have to? Feels like pressure. D, I'm interested, but I'm also afraid of getting hurt.
C.
A now, D then.
D then. Okay. Question four. When a relationship ends, what's your usual reaction? A, I feel sad, but I know I'll heal in time. B, I struggle to move on and keep thinking about what went wrong. C, I detach quickly and move on. D, I feel torn. I want closeness, but I also push people away.
B.
I got a combo there, C and D.
Okay. All right, question five. This is the final one. How do you handle conflict in relationships? A, I try to listen and find a solution together. We get it. It's A now. B, I get really anxious and fear my partner will leave me. C, I shut down and I withdraw to avoid arguments. And D, I go back and forth between pushing them away and clinging to them.
C.
A now, B, and C before.
Okay. I feel like you guys had the most amount of C's. I feel like you had C for most of them except for a couple.
I had two B's, two C's, and a D.
Okay. So you had a combination of B's and C's, which makes me think that you are fearful avoidant because that is anxious and avoidant. So you fear attachment, but you like need to avoid conflict. Mm-hmm. And you had more C's, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you're avoidant. So Bert, you value your independence and you might feel uncomfortable with too much emotional closeness, often keeping people at arm's length.
Yeah, I think.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I think so.
And Kristen, you have fearful avoidant, which means you desire connection, but you also fear getting hurt, leading to mixed signals in relationships.
Facts.
So that means you still have to go to therapy, huh?
Yeah.
But if you want to hear some real world examples of how those can really F up your relationships, you can head to the Breakup Breakdown, wherever you get your podcast, because it's on the Pioneer Network.
All right, you can.
Wait a second. Whoa. What are you? Did you take the quiz?
Yeah, but this ain't about me.
Oh, get out of here, Abigail.
I'm secure facing, but deep down, I'm really messed up.
All right, Katie. So you got yourself this lady here, and you're wondering if you're too competitive?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Which really means like I know that I'm too competitive.
I know I'm a competitive person. I've always been a competitive person, so much so that my friends do not want to do an escape room with me ever again because I take it serious. Like, we did it for my birthday once, and I acted like if it was like do or die that we really had to get out this room. You would have thought we were really trapped. And like, Katie, you took the fun out of it because I was too competitive. So I've tried to listen to that feedback and dial it back and not be as competitive. And remember that it's just all fun. Yay. So my girlfriend was in town for a couple of weeks and she had her daughter with her. And so we're trying to figure out, you know, what can we do to entertain a 12-year-old? She's on summer vacation and get her off the iPad. What is the best thing? So we decided to go to this VR place. It's called Sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there you can pick like different types of games and you're immersed in this VR world. You have the vest. You feel like you're actually in the game. And her daughter was like, I know which one I want to do. I have to do the Squid Game one.
And again, how old is her daughter?
12.
Okay.
Like
it's a very sensitive time in a girl's life. things can pivot quickly.
And for people who may not be familiar with Squid Game on Netflix, that's pretty intense.
For a 12-year-old.
Like over here thinking like,
yeah, it's like, how do I explain the show? If you haven't seen the show, it's basically like a fight to the death. Only one person can survive all these different games.
It's a game show. And if you lose the round, then you die.
Yeah.
Right. Or how many squids are involved? That's my question. As someone who has never seen the show.
There are no squids.
None at all. It's humans.
Disappointing.
So she really loves the show. And she's like, we're going to play this and it's going to be great. And she's talking about it the night before. She is so excited. She's like, this is going to be great. I'm going to have a great time. I'm pushing people. I'm like, why are you? No, you're not supposed to push people. And it's just going to be us three playing. She's like, it's okay. I'm going fighting to the death for this. And I'm like, oh. Okay. You want to fight to the death for this.
Come on now.
Okay, so I'm like, if she thinks that she can beat us at this game, I'm going to have to prove her wrong here. So in this game, for the virtual one, you have the option to work as a team or you can work on your own. And they gave us like 10 different challenges that you have to complete. And one of the challenges is like stepping on a square. There's different shapes and you have to figure out which one is the one to stand on and all the others will fall. Mm-hmm. And it'll simulate mm-hmm. like you're falling down. So I had the option to do this as a family
mm-hmm.
and we all,
yes.
you know, do points
uh-huh.
or take that little girl down. And my goal was to take her down.
It's alpha doggy time. It's yeah. alpha doggy
so
time.
So we started off nice. Red light, green light was like the first game. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is easy. You have to get the coin and you have to get the coin, put the coins in the bucket and you get points for that. And red light, green light, if you stop on move on red, you're eliminated. That starts off fine, but then it gets to the shapes. And they say, they're like, tell your partner which square is going to go down or keep it to yourself and you get more points. And so I see it and I know what shape is going down. And they're yelling stuff because I can see them. And I went over and she was on my square that wasn't going down.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, y'all. I pushed her over trying
Hey, this is America, man.
It was getting to a close game because each round it would show the points. Hey, she was like, she's 12. She was 10 points ahead of me. I couldn't lose.
Nope, I get it. I couldn't lose. I get it, man.
I pushed her and she fell down and I won by 10 points. I had to prove something.
No, we got to know. So you did that. I'm not even concerned what she did, but what did her mother say to you?
She didn't really know what to say. She was just like, Katie,
I don't know whether to be proud of you or to break up with you.
I'm like, she had to go down.
I'm going
to
bring this back up later on in the show because this is always a great topic. Like, do you allow your kids to win if they are younger or do they have to earn their win at all costs?
It's building character.
This isn't about letting, it's not like they were playing chutes and ladders.
Doesn't matter.
She pushed her.
Doesn't matter.
It was all her death.
It was all about the win.
What is wrong with you?
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.